today on Ring of Truth with Pastor Dan Sexton.
I can come continually to Jesus Christ. Anytime we want, anytime we need to, we can come to Him and feed on Him. He's the bread of life. He's our provision. We can come continually to the Lord and just enjoy His presence and enjoy communion with Him. The bread is always on the table. The table is always set. The invitation is always open to us from Him.
When was the last time you spent extended time with God? When did you last just rest in His presence? Sometimes we're embarrassed to say it's been a while. We think maybe it's been too long and God isn't waiting for us anymore. In today's message, Pastor Dan will teach you that God is always available. His table is always set for you to join Him. If it's been too long, God is not going to reprimand you. God is going to be happy that you are taking time to be with Him. Have some quiet time with God today. Now here's Pastor Dan in the book of Exodus, chapter 25, for today's edition of Ring of Truth.
The purpose of the frame is really to hold the showbread in place on top of the table so it doesn't fall off the table and get lost. The frame reminds us that we are secure in Christ. We are secure in Christ. Our salvation is secure in Him. He keeps us. He keeps us. It's interesting that the frame is described as a handbreadth. As a handbreadth in the New Testament. I'll just read it to you. In John chapter 10, verse 28, John 10, 28. There Jesus says, "And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my," what? "Hand." You're secure in Christ. No one can snatch you out of His hand. He's got you framed in, so to speak. In the Old Testament, in Isaiah chapter 49, Isaiah 49, 16, there it says, "See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands." God speaking there says, "I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands." And the idea is, you know, like when you hold on to something really, really, really tight and it leaves an imprint in your hand. That's the picture that God's using there. "I've inscribed you on the palms of my hands." I'm holding on to you so tight that it's leaving an imprint of you in the palm of my hands. We think that we're clinging to God and holding on to dear life. You know, we can't let go of God. But what's going to happen? He's holding on to you. And He's holding on to you tightly. So much so that you're engraven on the palm of His hand. It's just like with a child, with a small child, a toddler, and you say, "Let me, you know, hold my hand so we can walk across the street." That child's not holding your hand, you're holding their hand. Right? They think that they're holding on to you, you're holding on to them so they don't get injured. And we think, "I'm holding on. I don't know if I can hold on much longer." God's holding on to you. You're not holding on to Him. He's holding on to you. He's holding on so tight, you're engraven on the palm of His hand. In the New Testament, in Jude, there's only one chapter, so verse 24, let's say. Listen to this verse. This is Jude, verse 24. "Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty and dominion and power both now and forever. Amen." Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling. He's holding on to us. much more firmly than we're holding on to him. And here, so here you have this table. It's got a frame around it to keep that bread from rolling off, falling off the table, getting lost. Keeps it on the table. Verse 26. And you shall make for it four rings of gold and put the rings on the four corners that are at its four legs. The rings shall be close to the frame as holders for the poles to bear the table. The four rings are symbolic of the four gospels that present the life and ministry of Jesus Christ. Verse 28. And you shall make the poles of acacia wood, overlay them with gold. Everything inside the tabernacle is gold. Out in the courtyard, bronze, the metal of judgment. Inside, deity, the metal of deity, gold. That the table may be carried with them. Verse 29 says, you shall make its dishes, its pans, its pitchers, and its bowls for pouring. You shall make them of pure gold. So there's to be these utensils that were there that were to be used with it as well. And you shall set the showbread on the table before me always. Please note verse 30. You shall set the bread on the table before me always. And again, the bread is a picture of Jesus Christ also. If you turn over to Leviticus chapter 24, it's the next book in your Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. So Leviticus 24. Here it talks about making the bread, the showbread, for the table of showbread. Leviticus 24, verse 5. What it says. You shall take fine flour, and bake 12 cakes with it. And then it gives the measurements here. 2/10 of an ephah shall be in each cake. You shall set them in two rows, 6 in each row, on the pure gold table before the Lord. So the cakes here that are made, the bread, it was to be made with fine flour. That means like finely sifted flour. So flour with no lumps or clumps or bumps in the flour. Perfectly fine, perfectly consistent. And it's a picture of Jesus Christ. There's nothing lumpy about Jesus Christ, is there? There's nothing bumpy about him. Jesus never had a bad day. Jesus was never in a bad mood. Jesus was never grouchy, where people said, wow, someone woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. Make sure you stay away from Jesus. He's in a really bad mood today. You don't want to don't talk to him. No, he's perfectly consistent all the time. No lumps at all in him. No lumps in his personality. Perfectly consistent in his public life and in his private life. Perfectly consistent every day. He's always the same, yesterday, today, and forever. In him, there is no sin, unlike us. Unlike us. We're lumpy and bumpy and grumpy sometimes, aren't we? We're not very consistent. We have some fine days, fine flour, good day. Better go to bed before I ruin it. But then we've got some lumpy days. We have days where people say, better stay away from Dad. Watch out for Mom. She's in a bad mood, right? We have days where we're grouchy. Or is it just me? You guys seem a little like, I don't know what he's talking about here. Should I ask your spouse if you ever have a grumpy day? But he's fine flour. We're lumpy flour. He's fine flour. Again, he says here, you're to make, verse 6, you shall set them in two rows, 6 in a row, on the pure gold table before the Lord. So you have these 12 loaves that are on the table, representing what? The 12 tribes of Israel. Verse 7 says, and you shall put pure frankincense on each row. Frankincense speaks of prayer. That it may be on the bread for a memorial, an offering made by fire to the Lord. Every Sabbath he shall set it in order before the Lord continually. Note that word continually. Being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. And it shall be for Aaron and his sons, the priests, and they shall eat it in a holy place there at the tabernacle. For it is most holy to him from the offering of the Lord made by fire. It's a perpetual statute. So every Sabbath day, the priests would eat the old showbread in the holy place. They would replace it with new bread. And this bread is to be there continually on this table in the tabernacle. Now, there's a New Testament tie-in that I want to show you quickly. Go with me, first of all, to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel. On our way to the New Testament, we're going to make a stop in 1 Samuel chapter 21. 1 Samuel chapter 21, verse 1. This is when David is fleeing from Saul. King Saul is trying to kill David, and David is running for his life. And it says in verse 1, 1 Samuel 21, 1, "Now David came to Nob to Ahimelech, the priest, and Ahimelech was afraid when he met David and said to him, 'Why are you alone and no one is with you?' And so David said to Ahimelech, the priest, 'The king has ordered me on some business and said to me, do not let anyone know anything about the business on which I send you or what I have commanded you. And I have directed my young men to such and such a place.'" David's lying here. He's running for his life, but he lies here to the priest.
You're listening to Ring of Truth with Pastor Dan Sexton of Calvary Chapel, Ellicott City, Maryland. We'll return to the second half of today's message in a moment. But first, here's a word from Pastor Dan.
It's my privilege to share the Word of God with you through our radio ministry, Ring of Truth. Thank you for tuning in each day. Hey, I would love to hear from you. Will you take a moment to email me to tell me how these daily studies have ministered to you? I want to hear your story. You can email me through our website at calvaryec.com. That's calvaryec.com.
Thanks, Pastor Dan. Now let's join him again for the conclusion of today's edition of Ring of Truth.
"Now, therefore, what have you on hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread in my hand," or whatever can be found. He's hungry. He's running for his life. He's starving. He says, "Do you have any food here? Got bread, anything at all? Give it to me." Verse 4, "And the priest answered David and said, 'Well, there's no common bread on hand, but there is holy bread. If the young men have at least kept themselves from women, if remained pure.' Then David answered the priest and said to him, 'Truly, women have been kept from us about 3 days since I came out. We haven't been with our wives. And the vessels of the young men are holy, and the bread is in effect common because it's the Sabbath day. That bread is expired now, and it's going to be replaced, and it's just going to be eaten by the priest, even though it was consecrated in the vessel this day.' And so the priest gave him holy bread, for there was no bread there but the showbread, which had been taken from before the Lord in order to put hot bread in its place on the day when it was taken away." So here the priest gives David the showbread, the old showbread that's being replaced. And it's already been replaced. And now the priest just have to eat the old showbread. But instead, he gives it to David because David is hungry. And what this shows us is that the physical needs of people are more important than the command for the priest to eat the bread. And the priest realizes that. And so he gives him the bread. Now that's important because it ties into a passage in the New Testament. So turn with me to Matthew chapter 12. This is in the Gospels. This is Jesus. And so this is another example of why it's important for us to study the Old Testament so we know what these things are when we read them in the New Testament. Matthew chapter 12, verse 1. It says, "And at that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath day." So it's the Sabbath day. "And his disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat." So they're cutting through a grain field. The disciples are hungry, and they began to pluck some of the grain off of the wheat and pop it in their mouth. I don't know if you've ever done that before. I was fishing one time in western Howard County. And I parked and I cut through somebody's field, so a farm, and they had grain there. So I plucked some of it. It tastes just like cornflakes. It's exactly what it tastes like. So that's what they're eating here. And they're plucking it, they're popping it in their mouth because they're hungry. And look at verse 2. "When the Pharisees saw it," I guess they were hiding in the grain field here, trying to catch, you know, like on the old Hee-Haw show, where they would pop up out of the corn. And so they pop up and they say, look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath. But look at Jesus' answer. He said to them, have you not read? Now that's all they did, is read and memorize the scripture. But he says, have you not read what David did when he was hungry? He and those who were with him, and how he entered the house of God and ate the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priests? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? Because they're working on the Sabbath day. Yet I say to you that in this place there is one greater than the temple. He just said he's greater than the temple. But if you had known what this means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. Now, question, who created the Sabbath day? God, right? Book of Genesis. He creates the Sabbath day. It's part of his creation account. The seventh day, you rest. He just said he's Lord of the Sabbath. He's declaring he's God who created the Sabbath day right here. But here with this story, you see that Jesus refers back to that story of David that we just looked at in 1 Samuel 21. And that story involves and revolves around the showbread. Now, go back to Exodus 25. Look at verse 30. It says, this is the Lord speaking, and you shall set the showbread on the table before me always. The bread was to be kept on the table before the Lord always. If you're taking notes, 2 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 4, the showbread is called the continual showbread. The continual showbread. Here's what God says. Here's what God says. Please give me your attention. God says, I want the table set before me always. I want the table set before me always so that there's always the opportunity for fellowship with me. So there's always the opportunity for communion with me. Keep the bread on the table. We can, you can, I can come continually to Jesus Christ. Anytime we want, anytime we need to, we can come to him and feed on him. He's the bread of life. He's our provision. We can come continually to the Lord and just enjoy his presence and enjoy communion with him. The bread is always on the table. The table is always set. The invitation is always open to us from him, to just come to him and sit with him and commune with him and spend time with him. And listen, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how long it's been since the last time you sat with the Lord. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how long it's been since you have had a quiet time. So if you've been beating yourself up, you're thinking, I haven't read my Bible all week. I haven't had a quiet time in 3 weeks. That's okay. The table is still set. You can sit with him tomorrow morning. And the bread's on the table. And the table's set. And he'll be there and he'll meet with you. And he'll be waiting for you, ready to meet with you. He's not going to say, where have you been? It's been 3 weeks since you've had a quiet time. Where have you been? No, he's going to say, come sit. I've got bread. The table's set. If you have adult children, or if you're an adult child, you have adult children, and your adult child called you tomorrow and said, hey, could we have lunch today? Or would it be okay if I spend the afternoon with you? You as a parent are not going to say, you haven't asked me out to lunch for 3 months. What do you mean by calling me now? Or you haven't wanted to spend an afternoon with me, and I don't know how long. No, you're going to say, sure, absolutely. I'll cancel all of my appointments. I'll pick you up. I'll buy lunch. Where do you want to go? So too your Father in heaven. It doesn't matter how long it's been since you've had your last quiet time or been in the Word or been in prayer or spent any kind of time with Him. Maybe you've never done it. If you start it tomorrow, He's going to say, have a seat. Welcome. I've got the table ready. There's some things I want to give to you, some things I want to feed you. You're going to love it. You would say, oh man, I sinned big time this week. I blew it. I failed. That's okay. The Bible says, confess your sins, and He will be faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you of all of your unrighteousness. And then go and sin no more. It's not an excuse to continue in your sin. But then sit with the Lord. Sit with the Lord. Enjoy your time with Him. Enjoy communion with Him. He's got the table set. He's the initiator. The tabernacle was His idea. The table is His idea. Fresh bread on the table all the time, always before Him. That's His idea. Having it always ready, always available. That's His idea. And so we can come to Him and enjoy His presence anytime, day or night. You can do it when you get home. Sit in your living room after everybody goes to bed. And just take a few moments to sit before the Lord. Like a loving Father, like the loving Father that He is, He's going to say, glad to see you. Have a seat. I just took some bread out of the oven. Love to just share some things with you. Thanks for making the time. And I'll be here tomorrow if you want to come back. And Lord, we thank You for that. We thank You that You are the one who desires communion with us. And Lord, we thank You that You're the one who has put the table before us and the bread before us. And You invite us to come and feast and just feed on Your Son, Jesus Christ, the bread of life. Lord, forgive us for how often we neglect that opportunity to come to the table and sit with You. But Lord, we also thank You that Your mercies are new every morning. And we've always got a fresh start with You. And You're always glad when we show up. And we just thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.
He asked me how I know, and I say it rings truer than the finest crystal.
Ring of Truth just brought you another great verse-by-verse teaching with Pastor Dan Sexton. Aren't you glad you stuck around to listen? We trust today's words touched your life in a very real and personal way. Pastor Dan has been staying in the book of Exodus with its stories of redemption and so much more. You don't want to miss a single episode. And if by chance you already have, just go to calvaryec.com to catch up. While you're there, check out our app to get other messages. Follow us on Facebook and iTunes too. If you don't know that much about us or what we believe, make sure to visit the About tab. It will fill you in on what we're all about here. Are you in the Maryland area? Come visit us either Sunday morning or Thursday evening. Times can be found at calvaryec.com, so make sure to go there now. Meeting you face to face would be such a privilege. Our time with you has come to an end today, and so for now we say goodbye. But before we go, would you give us a call at 410-491-4592 and let us know how this program spoke to you today. Again, that's 410-491-4592. We always appreciate hearing from our listeners. Thank you from Columbia, Maryland, for listening to Ring of Truth.
I see the signs and I recognize the hands that cry.